The CIA has been successful in stopping a plot by an al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen to bomb a U.S.-bound airliner. The explosive was a new type of underwear bomb, an upgrade to the one that failed to detonate on a Detroit-bound plane Christmas time 2009. Joining us live is MJ Gohill, terrorism expert with the Asia-Pacific Foundation, a London-based intelligence and security think tank. Joining us live from London this morning. MJ, always a pleasure to have you with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Now, you know, we look at this, clearly planes are very important still to al-Qaeda. And so they continue following that model. Is that surprising to us, or are we learning something from this?
Well, it is surprising in the sense that they do have this continuing obsession with aircrafts, and they are very, very tenacious, imaginative, determined, relentless, and cold-blooded. And it shows that they are going to keep trying until they succeed. And the key question really is that will our security services fail at some point to detect a plot? And the other issue, of course, is when will our luck run out?
You know, the fact is, though, we do have the actual device in this instance. Does that expose whatever our connection was or our open door into this organization is?
Well, yes, I think this has been an ongoing investigation going a long way back, going back to 2009, to December 2009. That was the time when Umar Abdulmutallab, the Nigerian underwear bomber, tried to blow up Northwest Airlines Flight 253 over Detroit. And since then, the CIA and other Western intelligence services have been looking into the cell in the Yemen and the individuals that were responsible for that plot to see what else are they up to.
Now, Anwar al-Awlaki, who had led that branch of al-Qaeda, was killed. However, the bomb maker, who has been involved in making several bombs for al-Qaeda over the years, identified as Ibrahim Hassan Tali al-Asiri, continues to be active. It would seem to me, MJ, that this guy's got to be a primary target.
He has to be a primary target. Ibrahim al-Asiri is 30 years old. He's a Saudi national. He masterminded the 2009 underwear bomb plot. He was also behind the 2010 attempt to blow up two cargo planes bound for the USA. And he's been behind this latest plot also. And it's believed that he has also been involved in other attempted assassinations. So this is a man that needs to be eliminated. Interestingly, another AQAP figure, that's Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula group, a man called Fahd al-Kuso, a senior figure, was killed in a drone strike on Sunday as he stepped out of his car in the Yemen. It's possible that all of this was part of the same investigation, which led from one point, one piece of evidence to another piece of evidence.
Fascinating story. We'll watch it closely. MJ, thanks so much for your help.
Pleasure.
MJ Gohill with the Asia Pacific Foundation.